Drivers whose music is audible from 50 feet away could face an initial fine of $250. The first draft of the ordinance only allowed officers to enforce the noise ordinance during the night and the early morning. After hearing from members of the public like Betty Bell, council members agreed that the ordinance should be in effect all day and amended the ordinance.
I have spoken to several seniors who could not be here today, but who asked me, please say something, because at night when I'm trying to sleep, my head is bouncing off the pillow. So I say today that we need not just 10 to 10, we need 24/7 police protection for all of this loud music within our community.
Another Tampa resident, Clay Daniels, expressed similar concerns. He told Tampa City Council that he believes police would have a hard time enforcing the ordinance if the ordinance had time restrictions.
We don't need a time frame on that. We need zero tolerance. We don't need no time frame. Let the officers do their job so we can contain this noise. And because the police department at District 3, those people are having problems down there. They can't do their work. It's affecting them also. So I'm asking y'all to please take out the time frame on this.
Many of the residents who spoke at the meeting, including Bell and Daniels, live in East Tampa. Tampa Police Major Diane Hobley Burns patrols District 3 in East Tampa, and she stressed that the problem is not just in her district.
It's citywide. We did research regarding that as well, and it's all over from New Tampa all the way down to my end of the city limits. It's spread wide and often.
Under the proposed ordinance, a second offense would result in a $450 fine. Get caught a third time, and drivers could find themselves in jail. Council City Member Lisa Monteleone said she wouldn't support the noise ordinance as long as it carried the possibility of jail time.
It's a safety issue for people in the car not hearing emergency vehicles approaching. It's, you know, a disturbance to every neighborhood, no matter which part of the city you live in. I understand that. I get that. I really feel very, very strongly about not having this ordinance carry jail time. Jail time is not... It's going to put a lot of young people behind bars who are going to get records, who are not going to be able to get jobs.
Harry Cohen, council member from District 4, disagreed with Monteleone, saying that the harsh punishments are needed for law enforcement to be effective.
And in my mind, there is absolutely no excuse for repeatedly blaring your car stereo so loud that people cannot sleep in neighborhoods. It's not something that you should have one, two, three, four times warnings before we do anything with any teeth in it. So I support the ordinance the way that it is.
A city attorney warned council there might be legal challenges to the noise ordinance, like a similar state law that was found unconstitutional, but that she believes Tampa's law is enforceable. On June 6th, Tampa City Council could approve the ordinance on its second reading. For WMNF, I'm Roberto Roldan reporting from Tampa.